What I was saying is that the marketplace in politics is becoming much more diverse and more competitive. And there used to be, I suppose you go back to the 1950s, 97% of people who voted for either Labour or the Conservatives. So you go back a couple of generations, virtually everybody voted for two parties. And then you had the rise of the people old enough to remember Liberal-SDP alliance in the 1980s and the formation of the Lib Dems. You got closer to three-party politics. Now, of course, we're seeing with the breakthrough of UKIP, or we're up in Scotland now. I mean, the dominant party now in Scotland is the SNP. The Greens in some parts of the country are doing quite well. So we've got many more participants in the political marketplace. And the point I was trying to make is that when you have a more competitive marketplace, you need to think more keenly about what you represent and how you stand out from the competition. And I was using an analogy with another competitive marketplace, which is clearly supermarkets. So it was just part of a wider conversation we were having in a meeting about the identity of political parties and what they stand for.
You basically said the Lib Dems were the Morrisons of British politics.
Well, I mean, to keep the analogy going, I was saying that they're a new entrance, and UKIP, I suppose, are a new entrance, and I was saying they were a bit like the sort of Aldis or something. You know, they have that sort of insurgent quality. They may not be that big in terms of the total market share, but they are clearly, you know, arriving newly on the stage and they're on the up. And then you have the really dominant players. The Tesco's are still the biggest supermarket, and you know, Sainsbury's and others. And then you're looking at, you know, one of the players that is an established player that in the middle, that it's not one of the dominant two, but it's not a new insurgent one either. And that's why I used the Morrison's parallel.
So
it seemed to be a
reasonable
one.
If the Conservatives are Waitrose, what are Labour?
Well, I don't know if Conservatives are Waitrose. But Conservatives are probably Sainsbury's, aren't they? as one of the sort of biggies. But you know, not quite breaking through. And Labour maybe a Tesco, who thought they were in the lead, but are now looking worse and worse. And there's lots of doubts about their financial management competence.
I think we'd better move back to other things, don't you? Now, I spoke at a Fringe meeting at lunchtime and talking about sort of which seats the Lib Dems might win or not. And I said to the audience that I thought the Liberal Democrats needed to articulate a much more optimistic message to the electorate. At the moment, their main selling point is that they've stopped the evil Tories from doing some evil things. Now, that, to me, won't cut through to most voters. That's not how they cast their votes.
The danger with that is that if you are motivated by the belief that the Conservatives are evil, wicked people, some people may think that, some people may not. You're obviously not going to vote for the Conservatives. The question is, of all of the other alternatives, are you going to vote for the party that's been in coalition for the last 4.5 years with the Conservatives? Or are you going to vote for Labour or UKIP or the SNP? And to go back to my supermarket, I've got in a bit of trouble. I maybe shouldn't mention it again. But the point I was again trying to make about sort of brand clarity in a competitive marketplace is it's not good enough for a supermarket just to explain why the other supermarkets aren't good. You also have to explain why you are good. And I think it's important, of course, all the political parties, you're going to get Labour MPs and Conservative MPs saying why they don't like each other and why they don't like the Lib Dems. And in a way, that's fair enough, because elections are about choices and you can't make choices unless you know the downsides as well as the upsides. But I think the onus is also on the Lib Dems to have a lot of focus on what we stand for, because no one else is going to explain what we stand for.